summing it all up? Well, at the beginning of this book, we asked why the Bible says so much about money. Well, the Lord knew that how we handled money would impact the intimacy of our fellowship with Him. And He also wanted to provide us with a roadmap for handling money so we could be faithful in this very practical area of life. What's important for us to realize is that God's the owner of everything. He controls all events and provides our needs. We're just not designed to shoulder these responsibilities. However, the Lord has delegated very important tasks to us as stewards. Applying what God says about handling money is a journey. It takes time, and it's so easy to become discouraged. So please, don't get frustrated. It takes most of us at least a year to apply these principles. And again, I want to encourage you to enroll in a Compass small group study. It's an excellent way to receive encouragement and help in applying what you learn. And remember this really important principle. Faithfulness in small matters is so important. Simply be faithful with what you have, whether it's a lot or a little. Far too many abandon the goal of becoming debt-free. They stop trying to increase their savings or giving. For them, the task just seems impossible. And you know what? It may be without the Lord's help. Your job is to make a genuine effort, no matter how small it may appear, then leave the results to God. I love what the Lord said in Zechariah 4. For who has despised the day of, listen to this, small beginnings? So don't be discouraged. Be persistent, be faithful, even in the smallest matters. A friend once asked me what was the most valuable lesson I'd learned from the Compass Small Group studies, and I've had time to reflect on that. And I think the most valuable lesson has been the realization that I needed to consistently review Scripture. I noticed this while I was preparing to facilitate a class. If I'd invested just a little time studying the Bible during the previous week, I discovered that I'd been ever so subtly molded by our culture. Romans 12, verse 2 tells us, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." And the only way any of us can renew our minds is to expose ourselves to God's Word regularly. The Bible has the answer to the financial problems of the 21st century. Its eternal truths work in any culture. They work in any century. Also, at the beginning of this book, I told you that one of our objectives was that you would learn to be content. In 1 Timothy 6, verse 8, Paul writes, "If we have food and covering, with these we shall be content." In other words, once you have food, clothes, and shelter, we should be content. Now, our culture has restated this verse to read something like this. If you eat the finest food, wear the latest fashion, drive the newest cars, and live in a beautiful home, then you can be happy. Nothing could be further from the truth. Once we understand God's responsibilities and we've been faithful in fulfilling ours as stewards, we can be content. It's that simple. Our Heavenly Father will entrust us with the possessions that He knows will be best for us at any particular time, whether they're much or whether they're little. Now, biblical contentment isn't to be equated with laziness or apathy. Because we serve a living and dynamic God, Christians should always be improving. Contentment also doesn't include properly motivated ambition. God wants us to work hard, and we should have a burning desire to be faithful stewards of the talents and possessions that He entrusts to us. Biblical contentment is this. It's an inner peace that accepts what God has chosen for our present finances and vocation at any one time. Well, as I mentioned to you earlier, God revealed to me that our nation will experience some very, very difficult financial times during my lifetime. You now know the biblical framework for managing your money. And I want to plead with you, seize this opportunity. Get out of debt. Give generously. Budget. Work as unto the Lord. In short, get your financial house in order God's way. It's so clear to me that the economic storm is going to burst against this nation's financial house. And if you've built your house on the rock-solid principles found in the Bible, not only will you survive financially, but you'll be in a position to help others. I really believe that's what's on God's heart for you and for me. Well, I appreciate so much your listening to this book, and I pray that this has given you a greater appreciation for the Bible, helped you become financially healthy, and above all else, nurtured your love for Jesus Christ. May the Lord richly bless you in every possible way as you follow Him.